Welcome to Let the Children Fly, where we empower families one parent at a time. Today I have a very specific and short but yet powerful message for parents of eighth grade students. Eighth grade is such an incredible year. It's where they are growing out of elementary and middle school and they're ready to fly, get ready to fly out into the world, into high school. It's the year where they are starting to enter puberty and adolescence. It's the year where they are in between. I would tell my kids, you no longer fit the child shoes, but you're not quite into the adult shoes yet. It can be a very awkward season for eighth graders. It can be a very challenging season for eighth graders. And I want to call out something. You know, when you start walking in your lane with your people group, so to speak, you start seeing patterns and you start seeing things that are just kind of common to most families. This doesn't matter if you live in the city or the country. It doesn't really matter if you are in the homeschool or public school. It doesn't matter if you come from two children or a family of 10. If you live here or there, regardless of income, or even if you are the first generation believer, or you are the fifth, or if a child is not even yet a believer, I'm seeing this pattern and I want to bring light to it and I want to expose it. There is an attack on eighth graders specifically with their identity. And I think it can be gender identity, but I also believe that it's an attack on their identity as far as their body, their personality, as far as their gifts and what they contribute into the world. The eighth grade is a real warfare year for a lot of eighth graders. And I think this is an intentional assault of the enemy. Because typically how you end a year, how you end a job, how you end a relationship, how you end a friendship is typically how you will enter that next job, relationship, church, etc. Why it's super important that regardless of conflict or hardship that we end well, because we will start from that place as well. So eighth grade makes sense in the American school system. Eighth grade is the end of the elementary and middle school years, and you are now entering into being a high schooler, which is a significant milestone. And so it makes sense from a strategy of the enemy to do some crippling or to do some wearing out or tearing down in the eighth grade year in hopes that it would set them up for failure for the next 4 years. So I am not in any way, shape, or form prophesying that a hard eighth grade year means failure for next 4 years. I am simply exposing the strategy of the enemy, which should make us all want to be more alert and awake over our eighth graders in their eighth grade year. So there are a couple things that parents can do. Obviously, you always want to be led of the Holy Spirit. I think one thing is that a lot of parents feel like, well, I've already done my work. I've already taught them about their identity and my child knows who they are and they're missing it. They're missing the eighth grade. They need another layer of it. Yes, you're backing off in many ways because they're becoming more and more independent, but in identity is not an area to back off, especially in eighth grade. So a great way to go after that is just be aware of it, be alert, and to be sprinkling daily. Yes, I said daily. That's 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year. Daily, be having words come out of your mouth or written on a piece of paper, put them on a marker on the bathroom wall, whatever, words of affirmation about who they are, not about what they do. It isn't about their grade or about their sports or about their achievements. It's about who they are, who God created them to be. And you are affirming that because that's the area that they're going to be attacked in the most generally in this eighth grade year, is it's going to be an assault on who they are is not okay, doesn't measure up, or is wrong. So first of all, be alert. The second thing is speak it daily over them. Like it's like vegetables. You sneak in that truth and that affirmation of who they are daily. Even divide it, moms and dads. Mom, take Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and dad, take the other days. And really divide and conquer in speaking this over your child. Do not underestimate that life and death are in the power of the tongue. And some of your children are encountering death words spoken. I don't mean dying, but I mean death of identity from some of their peers and in their peer group. And so you speaking life over them is really powerful. The other thing is go play the high and low game. You might have played it when they were younger, but it is time to dust that game off the shelf when they are in the eighth grade year. And you simply are asking, I like to do it at bedtime when everything is kind of calmed down. What's the high of your day? Celebrate that. What's the low of your day? And they will almost always call out the thing that they are taking with them into the night, into the next day. And we want to resolve that. This would be so worthy of keeping your child up late or you missing out on a little bit of alone time to be able to help your child resolve this before the sun goes down. And typically it will reveal a hurt, a lie, or an offense that they have with somebody at school. All right, praise Jesus that he gives us the keys and the solutions for being able to deal with it. If you feel like you need to get more empowered in that area, we did write a book called Heart Splinters, and it is a 130-some-page magazine-style book that will give you loads of tools in your back pocket for helping your child resolve a hurt, a lie, or an offense, which we call Heart Splinters. Okay. I want to say that just being alert and sensitive to what your eighth grader is going through. Thank you, Jesus, that our children are growing and they are learning and they are starting to become more and more independent. And thank you, Jesus, that we do not need to fear what they are experiencing, but we can use that as an opportunity to empower them. In Jesus' name.